Hello and welcome to this EcoSecurities podcast on the 2 Degrees Carbon Neutral Network. This presentation is going to explore VER registries and how buyers of VERs, voluntary emission reductions, can track their purchases and ensure that their emissions are offset in a transparent and effective manner. So let's begin. If you have any questions based on this presentation, please post them in the Carbon Neutral Network forum and I'll try and answer them as quickly as possible. So moving on to the next slide, what is a VER registry and what does it do? Registries can track emission reductions, so they can track the credits generated by emission reductions and all the ensuing trades of these credits. As the number of trades in the voluntary market continues to grow, and it's growing very dramatically, the means to ensure the transparent tracking and retiring of credits will become more and more important, particularly to ensure that developers can't exploit buyers to double sell credits. Registries generally provide a repository of information that details the project that's generated the credits and the corresponding verification process that the project went through. It will give information on credit trading. So once credits are traded between account holders, the corresponding proofs of transfer and the update of ownership information will be provided by the registry. It allows for the retirement of credits for offsetting purposes. This is done through, we'll talk about this in a couple more slides, by an irreversible transfer to a retirement account within the registry, either by the seller or the buyer of the credits. And also it's very effective. It's a very independent repository for these credits. They don't interfere with the ownership of the credits themselves. And moving to the next slide, most VER standards have created or they've allied themselves with a specific registry through which the public and buyers can track the generation, purchase and retirement of credits. Similarly to the proliferation of standards in the market, which I talked about in a previous podcast, the number of registries and the lack of clarification as to who operates these registries can lead to confusion. Again, the sheer number of registries, as well as the lack of awareness of how these registries work, can mean the buyers are not sure of what will actually happen to the credits that they've purchased and how they can track them. So here then is a quick explanation of who can use which registry and how buyers can be assured that their credits are retired effectively. And changing to the next slide, we'll see that almost all voluntary market registries are connected to a specific standard. VER Plus has the Blue Registry, as it's known. CDM has the CDM Registry. The California Climate Action Reserve Standard is linked to the California Climate Action Registry. And VCS, in fact, has four registries that will work together to create a larger registry. And these include TZ1 from the New Zealand Stock Exchange, Caisse de Dépôt, the Bank of New York, and APX. And the Gold Standard is also developing a registry of its own as well in order to track the transfer and generation and sale of its credits. And the majority of these registries are open to the transfer of credits from and to other registries. So this will help increase the liquidity of the market. But at the moment, as these registries are still being launched and developed, this will most likely have to be done manually at first, but then will be linked electronically later on. And as I said, will greatly improve the liquidity of this fledgling market. So let's move on to how these registries actually retire credits. And retirement is very important. An emissions amount has not been truly offset until a corresponding credit has been retired. So once you have your credits, how are they retired in the appropriate registry? How can you be sure that they've been taken out of commission and that you can take the credit for your emissions reduction investment? How can you and your stakeholders be assured that any risk of double counting is avoided? Well, once credits have been generated or issued and sold, they can be retired. Either the credit seller, a retailer or a developer, will have an account within the registry and can retire the credits on the buyer's behalf, or the buyer can play a more active role and hold an account and retire the credits themselves in the registry once they've been transferred into the buyer's account from the seller. And now, retirement is done by transferring the credits into a sub-account called the retirement account. And this is all done electronically, of course, and it's an irrevocable transfer. Once credits have been retired into this account, the process cannot be undone and the credits cannot be brought back into circulation. And this is to avoid double counting and double selling of credits. If a buyer doesn't have an account with a registry, if they're not particularly experienced or want to play an active role within the voluntary carbon market, they can check that the seller has correctly retired the credits on their behalf. The seller can retire them from their account by simply viewing the registry online. Records of VER transactions and retirements can be viewed publicly to ensure the transparency of the retirements and the trades. So there's a brief introduction to VER registries, and the final slide, I'll just leave you with an example of what an account homepage within the Gold Standard Registry would look like. Again, any questions, any thoughts brought up by this presentation, please post them in the 2 Degrees Carbon Neutral Network website, and I or one of my colleagues will engage in discussion with you on these issues. Thank you very much for taking the time to listen to this presentation, and have a good evening.